Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Justin Cooks. A cookbook recipes, mostly plants, for finding your way in the kitchen by Justin Dwyeron is a contemporary plant-forward cookbook designed to help home cooks build confidence and a personal approach to cooking. Dwyeron, known for her Justine Snacks online presence, frames the book less as a strict set of rules and more as an encouraging guide that meets readers where they are, whether they are beginners or more experienced cooks looking for fresh ideas. The collection features 10 approachable recipes that lean heavily on vegetables, beans, bread, and seasonal produce, while also including some pescatarian dishes and other non-vegan ingredients. A key purpose of the book is to make cooking feel intuitive and flexible by pairing accessible techniques with inventive flavor combinations that still feel practical for weeknights. Alongside recipes for snacks, mains, and desserts, Dwyeron offers tips and kitchen wisdom meant to demystify processes, reduce overwhelm, and help readers learn how to cook in a way that fits their own tastes, routines, and ingredient realities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, plant-forward cooking that is flexible, not restrictive. A defining idea in Justine Cooks is that eating mostly plants can be expansive rather than limiting. The book emphasizes vegetables as the center of the plate, supported by beans, grains, breads, and pantry staples, but it does not require strict adherence to veganism. That flexibility matters because it reflects how many people actually cook at home, sometimes using dairy, eggs, or seafood while still prioritizing produce. This approach helps readers focus on making vegetables craveable through texture and contrast, such as crisp, creamy, crunchy, and saucy elements working together. Instead of presenting plant-forward as a niche diet identity, Dwyeron treats it as a practical cooking orientation that can adapt to what is in season or what is already in the kitchen. The result is a cookbook that can serve multiple audiences at once: people who want more vegetable-driven meals, pescatarians seeking variety, and omnivores who want recipes that do not depend on meat for satisfaction. By centering flavor and technique rather than restriction, the book encourages readers to cook more plants more often without feeling boxed in. Secondly, finding your way in the kitchen through confidence-building guidance, the subtitle signals a core promise helping readers find their way in the kitchen. Beyond providing recipes, the book is positioned as a supportive companion that encourages experimentation and personal preference. Dwyeron includes practical tips, techniques, and general kitchen wisdom gathered from her own cooking journey, which can help reduce the intimidation that many home cooks feel when they encounter unfamiliar methods or ingredients. This is especially valuable for readers who want to learn how to think like a cook, not just follow instructions. The tone, reflected in public descriptions and reviews, aims to validate the learning process and make the kitchen feel approachable. The recipes are described as streamlined and unshowy, which supports skill building because readers can repeat them and understand why they work. Rather than treating cooking as performance, the book leans into everyday practicality while still inviting creativity. That combination makes it useful as a foundational resource, a place to return to for reliable meals, but also a space to try a new flavor combination, adjust a method, or build a meal around what looks best at the market. Thirdly, inventive flavor pairings paired with accessible methods. Justin Cooks stands out for pairing creativity with approachability. Dwyeron is recognized for unexpected ingredient combinations and bold flavor ideas, but the book aims to keep processes manageable for home kitchens. This balance is important because creativity alone can feel impractical if it requires rare ingredients or complicated steps. Instead, the cookbook highlights dishes that sound distinctive while remaining cookable, helping readers expand their palate without expanding their stress. Examples cited in public descriptions include rosemary vinaigrette, oyster mushrooms, and greener zucchini gratin, which suggest a focus on bright acidity, herb-forward seasoning, and vegetable-centered comfort food. The same ethos carries into sweets, with desserts like tiny salted tiramisu cookies and butternut squash cake with cinnamon whipped cream, showing a willingness to play with familiar flavors in new forms. For readers, the takeaway is a repeatable model: choose a strong flavor direction, use texture intentionally, and apply a method that is not overly fussy. The recipes encourage cooks to be daring, but within a framework that is realistic for weeknight cooking and home equipment, making innovation feel achievable rather than aspirational. Fourthly, smart reliance on pantry staples and repeated ingredients. A practical through line in the book is its use of humble pantry staples alongside fresh produce. Public descriptions note Dwyeron's advocacy for ingredients like canned legumes, and reviewers highlight that she relies on repeated pantry items. This strategy matters because it makes plant-forward cooking more affordable, less wasteful, and easier to integrate into routines. When a cookbook repeats core ingredients, it also teaches readers how to use them in multiple contexts, turning a single purchase into several meals instead of a one-off experiment. In a mostly plant-based repertoire, beans and other shelf-stable items can provide the satisfying base that meat often occupies, while vegetables bring seasonality and variety. The book's orientation suggests a kitchen logic where you build meals from what you already have, then upgrade them with smart seasoning, acids, herbs, and thoughtful textures. For new cooks, pantry-driven structure reduces decision fatigue and helps with planning. For experienced cooks, it reinforces a professional habit keeping a reliable set of staples that support improvisation. This approach aligns with the book's broader goal of helping readers develop a personal cooking style grounded in real-life constraints, not idealized shopping lists. Lastly, a broad modern recipe mix from snacks to desserts, Justin Cooks offers variety across the full arc of how people actually eat, not just dinner. The recipes span snacks, savory dishes, and desserts, helping readers build a repertoire that supports daily cooking and entertaining alike. This range also reinforces the book's role as a kitchen companion, something you can open for a quick bite, a vegetable-forward main, or a special sweet. The inclusion of desserts, with examples like tiramisu-inspired cookies and squash-based cake, shows that the plant-forward theme does not stop at salads and sides. It also suggests a style of cooking that is comfortable and contemporary, mixing familiar comfort flavors with seasonal or produce-driven twists. In addition, the book includes some pescatarian options, widening its usefulness for households that mix dietary preferences. Variety is not only about quantity, but about giving readers multiple entry points into cooking. A low-commitment snack can build confidence, while a more involved main dish can teach a technique worth repeating. By offering recipes that can become staples instead of special occasion projects, the book supports the long-term habit of cooking at home with more creativity and care. In conclusion, Justin Cooks is best suited to home cooks who want more vegetable-driven meals without adopting rigid rules, as well as anyone who likes the idea of pescatarian flexibility and modern, produce-forward comfort food. Beginners can benefit from the supportive, confidence-building framing and the emphasis on practical techniques that make cooking feel navigable rather than overwhelming. More experienced cooks can benefit from Dwyron's inventive flavor instincts and the way she keeps recipes streamlined, offering fresh ideas without turning dinner into a project. The most valuable practical outcome is a stronger sense of how to assemble satisfying plant-forward food using a combination of seasonal produce and dependable pantry staples, including canned legumes and other repeatable ingredients that make meal planning easier. The book also provides inspiration across categories, from snacks to desserts, which helps readers cook more consistently instead of relying on a few default meals. Compared with many plant-based cookbooks that focus on strict dietary frameworks or highly specialized substitutes, Justin Cooks stands out for its approachable flexibility. Its emphasis on personal cooking style and its realistic cookable recipes designed to become part of a regular rotation, it functions as both a recipe collection and an invitation to develop intuition in the kitchen. If you would like to support Justin Dwyron, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.